all of the thoughts that we have about money, about selling, about marketing do affect how we show up in our business and how we interact with our clients and with our prospective clients, for better and for worse. As a Catholic CEO, have you struggled to grow your business while also growing in virtue? In this podcast, Christina Brzezinski, that's me, from Stella Maris Marketing, talks about marketing, branding, business strategy, business ethics, and leadership. As a Catholic marketing director with over 15 years of experience, I understand the unique challenges you face as you build your Catholic company. Join the conversation every Tuesday, where creativity and strategy meet beauty and tradition. Welcome to episode 8, Catholics Want Everything for Free or Cheap. In this episode, we're going to begin addressing developing a virtuous money mindset. And one of the things that's really important to having a virtuous money mindset is working on all of the thoughts and stories that we tell ourselves about marketing, about sales, about selling to fellow Catholics, about selling to others that we may be working with. And since I do work with a lot of Catholic business owners, I've begun to see a number of different thought patterns, stories that we tell ourselves about selling to fellow Catholics and about selling in general. And so some of these thoughts that come up frequently are Catholics don't want to pay, Catholics need to pay up, Catholics want everything cheap or free like at their parish, I have to work on Sundays. If I just had the right message, podcast, guest spot, influencer, everything would be great. And I've done so much work already. Where are the profits? As you can tell, those are a lot of different thoughts right there, and there are others that I've heard as well. But we're going to focus on one that probably comes up the most frequently, which is that Catholics want everything cheap or free, like we can get at our parishes. And the reason why I want to focus on thoughts first for developing a virtuous money mindset is because our thoughts affect how we show up in our marketing. They affect how we show up in our sales. They even affect just how we show up in our business in general. And so it's really necessary for us to work on developing truthful stories about what's really going on with our audience, with our sales, and what's really happening behind the scenes and as people are considering buying our products and services. So first, as we look at this, Catholics just want everything cheap or free like at their parish. One of the things before we even start to address that particular thought that I want to talk about is that sometimes business owners start picking up on this idea that Catholics want everything cheap or free. And what's actually happening sometimes, not always, but sometimes, is that there's a little bit of self-projection going on. And what I mean by that in this context specifically is that sometimes a business owner, maybe their personal finances aren't exactly where they would like them to be. Maybe their business isn't quite where they want it to be financially. And because they're feeling like there's a little bit of a financial squeeze on their end, they're picking up on the different people out there who are saying, well, I want things for cheap. And the business owner is kind of like, yeah, I do too. But things aren't always cheap or things aren't always free. And so some of it can be like, you know, if we're kind of struggling with our own finances, and that doesn't mean that they're really bad. We may actually have enough money. It just might not be what we would ideally like or what we're used to having. Or it may be that we don't have as much of a cushion that we would like. So it doesn't always have to be things are super dire. But it could be just enough that it affects how we think about money and we start projecting onto other people what we're thinking about money. And so it could be like we need to make money so we can pay for our service providers, pay for our contractors, pay for our email service and all these different things. We need to make that money. Or I need to make enough money in my business so I can finally pay myself. Or so I can finally pay myself enough to take care of home improvements or whatever it is. And even though those could all be very good and valid things. I'm not discounting any of that. If we're in that mindset of, I really need to make this money, things are a bit tight, we can start picking up on the other people out there who are really focused on saving money, when there are plenty of other people out there who are ready and willing to spend their money on exactly the services and products that we're offering, but we're not even recognizing them because we're so focused on our own financial pinch, we could call it. And so we're just picking up on other people who are also kind of thinking about whatever financial pinch maybe they feel like they're in, or people who just really pinch pennies. Maybe financially they're fine, but they do just like things for free. I mean, those people exist. So it's really important that we first kind of look at what's going on in our own financial situation, both our personal finances as well as our business finances. And if there's anything there that maybe is causing us some discomfort, we first work on that issue. And it might not be that we can easily fix the issue, but that we work on it in terms of how we're thinking about it. We take it to God in prayer, maybe talk about it with a spouse, we talk about it with a business partner, whatever it is that we have to do, taking it to adoration, surrendering it to God. Could be any number of different practices, asking Saint Joseph or a patron saint of your business to really help you with this. So really focusing in and working on any of those personal finance issues that could be actual personal finances or could be business finances, and just being aware that this could be affecting how we're interacting with our customers and with our clients. So that's one of the first things that I just want to point out. So then looking at this thought itself, Catholics want everything cheap or free, like at their parish. And this, I'm laughing because I hear it a lot. And I see this too, like we do get a lot of things free or cheap at our parishes, and we like that. And I will say that just taking a step back from the actual thought itself, I do want to point out one thing that applies to marketing in general is that our customers' expectations are set by the other things that they experience in the marketplace. So their customer experience expectations and how they're treated and the service that they receive is going to be set by, you know, big companies like Amazon, or maybe if they are shopping at a luxury department store and the service that they receive there. All of those different things are going to affect the expectations that they come to us with. So that does include their experience at their parish. And if they are used to getting free or cheap things at their parish, that is going to affect them to some extent. Not totally, though. So we're going to get into that more. The thought is, Catholics want everything for free or cheap like they get at their parish. And because we're all different, that thought can bring up different emotions. But probably the emotion that's like a common denominator that I see for a lot of people is frustration. You know, and if you look at an emotion wheel, frustration falls under anger. That doesn't mean business owners are angry with their customers, but frustration does have like a little bit of that undertone of maybe some anger, maybe not even at their customers, maybe just at the situation. Sometimes we can turn that inwards even and direct it towards ourselves. But it's that type of emotion. So then when business owners are thinking that thought, Catholics want everything for free or cheap like at their parish, and then they start feeling frustrated, there's a number of different actions that they start taking. They'll start offering unnecessary coupons right and left. Like if you think of Oprah saying like, you get a car and you get a car, I'll see Catholic business owners doing something similar, like you get a coupon and you get a coupon and you get a coupon. And another thing they'll do is they'll start really undercharging for their products and services. And this can backfire on people in a couple of different ways. One, if you're undercharging, and especially if it's drastically undercharging, that's obviously going to negatively affect your bottom line. So even if all of a sudden you have a lot of people buying, which actually isn't usually how it works, and we'll get to that, but if you have a lot of people buying, you may not actually be making the same amount of money that you would if you charged what your product is really worth and you had fewer customers. It's a lot easier to sell to 10 or 20 people than it is to sell to 100 people. And that applies too to like, it's a lot easier to sell to 100 people rather than 1,000 people. And it also costs more money to market to more people. So if you're really heavily discounting what you're charging and you're really undercharging, you'll run into problems with your revenue right there. The other way that this can backfire is that people will look at that and say, oh, well, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's a 12-week program and it looks good and I'm interested, but they're only charging $300 for it. Like, it probably can't be that good. And so sometimes we tell people how much something is worth by the amount that we charge for it. So if we're really undercharging for it, people will have this negative connotation or negative assumption that it's actually not that valuable and it's not even worth spending the $300. It's not worth their time commitment. So undercharging can actually backfire in at least a couple different ways. Another thing that people will do is they'll start just telling potential clients, like, look, Catholics need to pay up. Not everything is free or cheap like at our parishes. And that's not really a good look. And it's certainly understandable, but it's not helpful when you're trying to make sales. There's also another idea that, okay, if people just want things for free or cheap, I just have to sell even harder than before. I've got to work even more, sell harder. And people just end up really stressing themselves out. And a lot of times they don't actually see any fruit from those extra efforts, from selling harder, however they might define that. And then what often happens too is there's a sense of desperation that starts to creep in. There's all these different actions that people are taking. They're counterproductive. And then they're looking at their sales and this desperation starts to creep in of, I'm not making the money that I want to make, or I'm not making the money I need to make because Catholics aren't willing to pay. And then the actions also can begin to create like a self-fulfilling prophecy where we start basically looking for the type of confirmation bias. So we've got it stuck in our minds. Catholics don't want to pay for things, or they want to pay like extra cheap, like at the parish. So then we start actually looking for those people who fit that description. Even if, I mean, we could be surrounded by people waving money at us saying, hey, I'd love to pay, but we're tunnel vision focused on those people who are like, yeah, no, I don't have any money, or why isn't this free like at my parish? And we miss the people who actually want to pay. So it becomes a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy too. So then when we look at those actions that come from the thought, you know, Catholics want everything cheap or free, obviously the trajectory of the thought is not desirable. Like, we don't want all of those actions in the self-fulfilling prophecy. And, you know, the tone of voice, I know that Catholic business owners do not mean it this way at all, but the tone of voice, it does come across as kind of condemning of fellow Catholics, of not being very charitable or loving. Yeah, there are some people who do want everything to be free or cheap. Okay, that's true of any group of people, though. Like, I bet you I can go to the grocery store and find some random people who want things free or cheap. I could do the same in my own family, which is full of people who are not practicing the faith. So that's going to be true with any group of people for the most part. The other thing that sometimes can happen too is sometimes this thought of Catholics want everything to be cheap or free like at their parish, it can be a little bit self-protective. And the reason why it can be self-protective at times is because if we can blame others for why our sales aren't where we want them to be, we don't have to consider what we might need to be doing differently. We don't have to consider the changes that maybe we need to make in our sales funnel, in our messaging, in the offer itself, If we can just blame it on other people, we don't have to look at ourselves. And it's not necessarily done intentionally. I think a lot of times it's probably done unconsciously, but it can sometimes be a bit of a protective thought. Not all the times, not for everybody, but that dynamic can be there. So let's look at how truthful this thought is. Is the thought true 100% of the time? Is it always true that Catholics want everything cheap or free, like at their parish? Well, no, it's not. And in fact, the opposite could even be true. Like, think of, I mean, Catholics, we love to go on pilgrimages. Catholics will pay thousands of dollars to go on pilgrimages. And like I said before, Catholics, in a lot of ways, we're like other people. We buy cars, we buy homes, we buy food, clothes. We buy a lot of the same things that other people do. Then we also pay for monthly subscriptions for Magnificat, for Benedictus, for Hallow, for Metanoia Catholic. We do pay for a lot of specifically Catholic products and services as well. So it's really not true that all Catholics want everything cheap or free, like at their parish. And a part of what kind of tips it off that this isn't a helpful thought too is that there's this universal word, everything, like we want everything cheap. No, we don't. There are things, I mean, we're like other people too. There are things that we're willing to pay more for, and then there are other things that we're going to pay less for. So I think Catholics are probably a bit more prudent in general and probably discerning a little bit more in how we're spending our money. But that everything is a tip off too, that this isn't going to be true 100% of the time. And really, it's probably more truthful to say some Catholics want some things cheap or free, like at their parish. So when you're thinking about all of this, it's really up to you how you choose to move forward. Do you want to continue thinking this thought that really creates like a self-fulfilling prophecy in a downward spiral? Or do you want to choose a different way to move forward? So it could be like, let's say some Catholics want some things cheap or free, like at their parish, but that means there are other Catholics who are willing to pay for valuable products and services. So why not find those Catholics who are willing to exchange their money for valuable services and products, find those Catholics within your market and really focus on building good relationships with them and selling to them. And at that point, this becomes a much more empowering situation for the business owner, for you, because this becomes a conversation about value. And this is within your control. This is within your power. And so now you can take helpful actions to really improve your sales in a really positive way. Working with business owners, there are generally three different things that I see happen when it comes to providing value. Sometimes maybe they're not providing enough value. Maybe they're calling it a group coaching program, but they're showing up to, you know, the weekly group coaching calls. There's not really a process. There's not really a method. It's more just kind of chit-chatting and talking. There isn't any sort of course or materials to really go with it. So there's not, it might be a little bit helpful to some extent for some people, but it's not providing that value that's going to get people really jumping at the opportunity to pay enough for the business owner to make a good amount of money. So sometimes that can happen. What I actually see more often is the opposite end of the spectrum. So what oftentimes happens, and there can be other thoughts that drive this, I won't get into those thoughts today, but there definitely can be other thoughts that cause this to happen. But what a lot of business owners will do is they pack so much value into whatever it is they're offering, let's say a coaching program, for example, that people can't actually access the value. There's just so much value that their clients aren't able to use it. They're not able to access the value. And that might sound counterintuitive or sound confusing, so I'm going to use an example or an analogy to explain this. Let's say you have a really hungry person who stops by your house. They haven't eaten in a couple of days for whatever reason. And you're like, oh, great. I just picked like 20 pounds of organically grown vegetables from my vegetable garden. I just came home from the farmer's market and got this fresh beef. Like, I've got 5 pounds of beef. I've got a bunch of dairy and eggs. And I just finished making homemade spelt bread. And why don't you just sit down at the table and I'm going to put it all on the table, like at least 30 pounds of food, and you can just eat it all. Well, they're not going to be able to eat all of that. Like, yes, they're really hungry. They may even be really starved when it comes to nutrition, not just from the past 2 days, but maybe they haven't eaten well in a really long time and they really need a lot of nutrition. And now you have all this nutrient-dense food on the table set before them. But that's 30 pounds of food. Nobody can reasonably eat all of that at once. Oh, and the beef isn't cooked. And, you know, there's these other issues, like the food hasn't even been prepared yet. And so it could just be like, yeah, you've given them tons of value. You've given this person who stopped by your house tons of nutritious food. But their body, even if they somehow manage to eat 30 pounds worth of nutrient-dense food all in one sitting, and I don't think that's even humanly possible, but let's say, for purposes of this analogy, that it is. Even if they manage to eat 30 pounds of food in one sitting, their body is not going to be able to access all of those nutrients. A lot of those nutrients are just going to be flushed out of the body because their body just can't access it all at once. And so it's kind of the same with the coaching program or with a course or with a number of different products and services where it could just be so jam-packed that people can't access all of the value that you've created. So at that point, what needs to be done is, if it's a program or a course, breaking it down into smaller pieces and stretching it out over a longer period of time. It could even be taking one course and breaking it out into three different courses. It could be a number of different configurations, and what you do will really depend on your course, your program, and your audience and what will work best for them. But it reminds me of the question, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. So it could be you've given them all this value, but you need to help them digest that value one bite at a time so that they're actually able to access and enjoy and benefit from all the value that you've created for them. And it could even become a situation where your products become more valuable after you break them down so that you're making even more money than before. Not just because people are able to access that value and they're paying you for it, but just looking at the math, it could be that, you know, you had one course and now you have three. And so if one person buys all three courses, they're paying more money than they would previously if they just paid for the one big course where they couldn't access that value. So there could even be more opportunities to make some extra money once you start breaking things down for people. Okay, so then the last example would be, let's say you're Goldilocks. You don't have too little value. You don't have too much value. You've got just the right amount of value in there. But people still aren't buying. Well, okay, now we're looking at, this does get into messaging, but it's really about conveying the value. And what a lot of business owners struggle with at this point is they're focusing on what they do. So they could be focusing on teaching, or coaching, or guiding people through a certain process. But they're focusing on what they do rather than the transformative results that they deliver. And people are really looking to buy those transformative results. I mean, all of us can go out so easily and find people who are teaching, coaching, doing all these different things. We're really looking these days, though, for results. And some of the best ways to demonstrate those results are through testimonials and stories. Those can be used to really convey the transformation that you provide. So if after listening to all of this, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I do have some thoughts that I need to work on or that I want to work on, this is the quick action tip for you. Go ahead and pick those thoughts and start with one. You know, make it easy, make it digestible, make it doable. Pick one, maybe the one that feels like the heaviest to you. And bring that thought to God. You can bring it to Him in adoration. You can bring it to Him just in prayer at home. Or maybe journal on it. Maybe you're going to self-coach yourself on it. It could be checking in with a spouse or checking in with a loving and honest friend who will help you. And it could even be working with a coach to help you work on these thoughts. And just remember that all of the thoughts that we have about money, about selling, about marketing, all of those thoughts do affect how we show up in our business and how we interact with our clients and with our prospective clients, for better and for worse. So it's really important for us to be able to clean up our thoughts and align our thoughts with reality. And if the action that you've chosen is specifically to get some coaching, just remember that for a limited time, you can get free coaching with me through Metanoia Catholic, and the link is in the show notes. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Your Catholic Business Podcast. I invite you to share this with a fellow Catholic business owner today and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. See you next week.